Ayin Hey on Mid Aleph 75A3. In the Gemara, it's five lines before the into the very wide lines, not the very very wide.
You guys celebrate in Israel Independence Day today?
What's Israel?
The answer is yes.
Okay.
Okay. Now, in the Mishnah, it said there was an argument between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim. Okay. The Mishnah, the first opinion of the Mishnah said, all the forbidden people that are not allowed to marry Jews are allowed to intermarry between themselves. Okay. Rabbi Elazar said only a definite in a definite is allowed. But a doubt in a definite, and a definite in a doubt, cannot marry. Okay? That means like a mamzer can marry a mamzer. All the other ones, shtuki, asufi, you know, all those can marry. But if it's a doubtful shtuki or asufi, a doubtful mamzer, then the definite cannot marry them.
You're not talking about
and the first opinion, one minute. The first opinion says, the Buda holds, I'm sorry. Yeah. There's three opinions there. The first opinion of the Mishnah, Anayin Dalit, yeah, said that any definite in a definite can intermarry between themselves. The Yehuda says no. Okay? A mamzer cannot marry a mamzer. They cannot marry each other. The Belazer says, there's a third opinion. The Belazer says, if it's a doubt in a definite, no, but a definite in a definite could. That's what he said. Okay.
So Israel and doubtful Israel and doubtful it's a Levi or Kohen is not.
That's for sure. That's not a problem.
That's
all mutar, yeah. Okay. So the Gemara says, Vadi bevadin mutar, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav, Halacha Rabbi Eliezer. The Halacha is Rabbi Eliezer, that a doubt and a definite cannot, right? But a definite and a definite could. That's what Rabbi Eliezer said. When I said this din to Shmuel, Amali Shmuel said, Hillel Shainish Asari Yuchsin Olumi Bovel. Hillel said 10 Yuchsin that came up from Bovel. The Kulam and Tardim Zalazer, and they're all allowed to intermarry, meaning even the forbidden ones are allowed to intermarry. Vahat Amit Aloha Kabbali Yazir. And you say, the Aloha Zay Kabbali Yazir. 75A3. And the first paragraph of the page.
Both Rav and Shmuel.
Yeah, and then we say, "Va'at amit alacha k'rabeliyazir," and you say, "The alacha is a k'rabeliyazir." Okay, so basically, Shmuel argued because Rabbi Eliezer says, "Vade bevadi is mutter, vade in a suffik." Is not.
And suffer to a vadai?
Also not.
According to Rabbi Eliezer.
According to Rabbi Eliezer. So he said to him, Hillel said that you could basically do it. Rabbi Eliezer says, if they're uncertain, they cannot intermarry, right? And Hillel held that you could.
Top of the page.
I told you top. And Hillel held that you could. In the first mission of the paddock. Hillel said, doubts and definite could. And you tell me that Allah is a Kabbalah that a doubt and a definite can't?
What do we see in what Hillel says that it says? Because it says all of them?
You're right.
Okay.
Even a Shtuki and a Sufi. Because the 10 people that Hillel mentioned in the first mission of the Perek, of Asara Yuchsin, is here. Kainam Levi Israel, Shtuki, a Sufi. Wow. Now, Shtuki and a Sufi are doubts. Right? What is a Shtuki? You ask the mother who the father is, and he's quiet. A Sufi is, you don't even know who the father or mother is. So they're all doubts. Right? And Hillel said they're allowed to marry into each other. And you're telling me that a doubt you can't? Every Shtuki in a Sufi is a doubt. So the Gemara says like this. So the Pearl is like this. Rav holds that Loch is a Kabbali Yazar, that a doubt and a definite could intermarry. Shmuel holds a doubt and a definite cannot. I'm sorry. Could.
No.
Shmuel holds they could. And Rav says Allah is a Rabbi Eliezer that they can't. Okay? Okay. So now the Gemara says, Rami, the Rav, the Rav, I'll ask you a contradiction between Rav and Rav, and the Shmuel and Shmuel. We find Mamash the opposite. Here Rav says, Talocha Zerka B'liezer, doubts cannot marry definite. Shmuel says, doubt could marry definite. Right? That's the argument between Rav and Shmuel. So it says, the Itmar, Arusa She'ibro, this is where we left off the last time, in the middle of this Gemara. Arusa She'ibro, a woman that had Kedushin, but not marriage. Now we learned, a woman that has Kedushin is forbidden for the world. Correct? But she can't live with her husband until they get married. In the time of the Gemara, it's 12-month difference. Okay. Now you have this girl that had Kedushin, and all of a sudden she's pregnant. Now, if she's pregnant from the guy she has Kedushin with, even though they weren't allowed to, but the kid's not a mamzer. If it's from another man, then the kid's a mamzer. Because she's a full Eishes Ish, because she had Kedushin. Right? So now...
Arusin.
Kedushin, Arusin, same thing. Arusin, Sheibra, a woman that had Kedushin, Arusin, became pregnant. Rava, Mavlad, mamzer. Okay? And Shmuel says, Vlad Shtuki. The Vlad is a doubt. According to Rav, the kid is a definite mamzer. According to Shmuel, we don't know. Maybe it came from the guy. Okay? So he says like this. Rav Omar, what is the statement of Rav being? Rav said the kid's a mamzer, because we assume that it's not from him, because the majority of the men in the world are not him.
Oh, that's why.
So therefore we assume it came from, she's pregnant from the majority of men. From one of the majority of the men, right?
We're going to Rav here?
Rav says, Avlad mamzer, therefore mutba mamzeris. Because Rav holds, a definite mamzer can marry a mamzeris. Rav holds, the kid's a definite mamzer. Shmuel amar Vlad Shtuki, okay, yet, va'asib mamzeris. But the kid can't marry a mamzeris. Now it's interesting. What is Shmuel saying over here? That this doubtful mamzer cannot marry a shtuki. This doubtful mamzer cannot marry a shtuki.
Why doubtful? No. If she knows and he knows.
No, she doesn't, right?
She's not saying. She's not around.
How about that?
And the truth is, if she's a... if she's believed to say it, who the father is. Okay. Now, the fact, Shmuel says, the kid cannot marry a mamzeris, because he's a doubt. Mm-hmm. Rav says the kid's for sure a mamzer. Right? A definite mamzer can marry a mamzer. A mamzeris. Shmuel says, the kid is a shtuki, which means it's a doubt, and therefore he can't marry a mamzeris. Right? That's mamash the opposite of what they just got to say. Rav said, that a doubt cannot marry a definite. And here, Rav doesn't know for sure the kid's a mamzer. Rav assumes it's a mamzer. You can't know for sure, there's no DNA there. You can't know for sure the kid's a mamzer. Maybe he came from the husband. Yet Rav said, this kid can marry a mamzeris. Because Rav holds, a doubt could marry a definite. Which in Mamish the opposite, Rav said, that a doubt cannot marry a definite. And Shmuel says, Daloch is that a doubt could marry a definite. So why does Shmuel say this kid can marry a mamzeris? It's a doubt with a definite. So the Gemara answers, typical Jewish thing, Eipach, turn it around. You got the Rav and the Shmuel mixed up. Rav says Avlat Shtuki. Rav said before, the first version, Rav said the kid's a mamzer. No, so it says no. Rav says the kid's a shtuki. Shmuel Amar Avlat Mamzer. And Shmuel says the kid's a mamzer. Okay? Which based on this, it mamishes the same thing that they said before. Rav holds the halacha as a kabbaliyazer, that a doubt cannot marry a definite. So therefore, he of this shtuki cannot marry a mamzeris. Shmuel, oh, so Gemara says the same thing twice. The Gemara's going to ask that. Tarti Lameli, why do we need the same argument between Rav and Shmuel twice? If Rav already said the halacha is a kabbaliyazer, that means we know Rav holds doubt cannot marry definite. So Shtuki obviously cannot marry Mamzeres. If Shmuel holds a doubt, could marry a definite, so then according to that, the kid could marry. So why do they repeat the argument? So it says, Tzrich, I need both. So he says like this, if you hold the normal case of a shtuki, in that case of a shtuki, I would think, mishum derev ksherim etzlo. Okay? Because most people in the world, by a typical shtuki, what shtuki? You ask the mother, who's the father, and she doesn't know. Now, most of the men in the world, because again, shtuki is not that she's an ish
yes, the mother asks the child.
Either way. When the question is asked, who's the father? Everybody's quiet. And how could the kid know? The kid for sure doesn't know. Obviously he wasn't conceived yet. But even the mother is asked.
No, I thought it was a child is asked, who's your father? And the child's silent.
Yeah, that's also, because he doesn't know, because his mother wasn't able to tell him either. Yeah. What's a shtuki? He knows who his mother is, he doesn't know who his father is. That means because the wife doesn't know who the father is, which she's not saying. Okay? Now, by a normal shtuki, okay, we're not talking about a married woman, because then there might be then everybody's forbidden for her, right? A normal shtuki is a woman, single girl, has a baby. Who's the father? We don't know. Okay, a Sufi, we don't even know who the mother is. Shtuki, we know who the mother is, that we see, but we don't know who the father is. Now, most of the men in the world are kosher for her. I mean, most Jews are kosher. Who's forbidden? Father, brother, you know, but that's it. Most of the men in the world are kosher. Most of the men in the world will not make this kid a mamzer. So I would think, when does Rav say, a shtuki, because he's a doubt, can marry a vadai, mamzer, okay, like Rabbi Lazar said, you can't, okay, because by shtuki, mishumdrev ksheira metzla, therefore, most men are fit to be with her. So the chances of this shtuki being a mamzer is minimal. It's really a slim chance that this kid should be a mamzer. Right? Therefore, over there, Rav says he can't marry a mamzeris. Because 99% this kid is not a mamzer. Right? So therefore, the kid, Mistama, cannot marry a mamzer. Because most probably the kid's not a mamzer. He's a kosher kid. So how can he marry a mamzer? But over here, awesome, by the case of the kedushined woman that became pregnant, 99.9% of the men in the world are forbidden for her. Because the only guy that is forbidden, allowed for her, is her chosen. Everybody else is forbidden. So I would think over there, maybe the kid could marry a mamzer. Because what's the chances? 99.99999% the chance the kid's a mamzer. So I would think, maybe in that case, Rav says, he could marry a mamzer. So Rav says, no, in both cases he can't. In other words, like this. Rav says one din, a shtuki cannot marry a mamzeris. Okay, that's what Rav said. Another din Rav said, this woman that had Edison and is pregnant, Rav said, this kid cannot marry a mamzeris. Because it's a doubt. Right? So the Gemara is, why do I need two cases? Why do I need the case of a shtuki doubt cannot marry a mamzeris? And this pregnant woman, kid, cannot marry mamzeris, Right? Seemingly it's the same case. A doubt cannot marry a definite. Right? Mamzeris is a definite no. So Gemara says, because there's a big difference between the two. By one case, 99% is a kid's not a mamzer, and in the other case, 99% chance is the kid is a mamzer. By regular shtuki, most of the men in the world are kosher for this woman. Most of the men in the world are not going to make this baby a mamzer, because she's a single girl. How many people can make her? A brother, a father, or you know, whatever. How many people can make her a mamzer? The kid a mamzer. So over there, it's 99% that the kid is not a mamzer. Right? But over, so over there, Rav says that he can't marry a mamzeris. Because this kid, 99%, is not a mamzer. How can he let him marry a mamzer? But in the case of the pregnant woman that had kedushin, 99.999% chance is a kid is a mamzer. So that I would think maybe because of such a small doubt, you would be able to marry a mamzeris anyway. So Rav says, no, you can't. So I need both cases.
So what do we call it? We call that when it's not a mamzer, a mamzer. What do we call that kid? Hey, what does Rav call it? Does Rav call him mamzer?
Well, Rav said, it depends on which case. The first case, Rav is saying, Avlad mamzer mutaber mamzeris. In fact, the Gemara is going to ask, why are you calling him a mamzer?
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
The Gemara is going to ask that question.
Oh, later.
So Gemara, so why are you calling him a mamzer? He's not a mamzer.
When you use the word chazaka, like there is a chazaka that is kosher or mamzer, it doesn't apply here, no? The word chazaka doesn't apply here?
What chazaka is there?
99% in order that is
kosher. That's rave, not chazaka.
It's different.
It's majority.
So when do we use the word chazaka that?
Chazaka means a woman is assumed marriage, a married woman, right? She has a chazaka being married until you know for sure she's not. A woman that had a chazaka, she wasn't married, the assumption is that she's not married until she is. Understand?
So what happens when Rav and Shmuel
reverse their... No, so therefore the Gemara says Rav and Shmuel reverse, that Rav said the kid cannot marry a mamzer, and Shmuel holds the kid could marry a mamzer. We'll see in a second. And then it says like this. And if Rav said only the case by the kedushin lady that the kid cannot marry, I would think Mishum the Ikla Lemitzil Be'odus. Because chances are, who did the girl get pregnant from? Mustama from her chosen. Right? Logic dictates, if she got engaged to the guy, not engaged, Kedushin, maybe she assumes she lived with the guy. Avol Baha, but in the case of the Shtuki, with the general population, Eima Medele Lishmuel, I would think he agrees to Shmuel and does not follow Rabbi Eliezer. And it holds that you could. So it says, Tzricha, I need both cases. So the Gemara's conclusion is that according to Rav, okay, Rav, the way the Gemara turned it around, so Rav holds he cannot marry a mamzer, okay, because Rav holds like Rabbi Eliezer, that doubt cannot marry a definite. And even though it's a slim doubt versus a big doubt, it doesn't matter, it's still a doubt. And therefore, a doubt cannot marry a definite. And therefore, according to Rav, the halacha is a kabbaliyazer, that a doubtful mamzer, whatever, cannot marry a definite mamzer. He can't marry a Jewish girl either, by the way. Because he's a doubt the other way too. Yeah, maybe he's not good. Or another answer is like this. La'elam le'tepach. Don't turn it around. Rav will say, like he said before, that halacha zeh kabbaliyazer, that a doubt cannot marry. Rav says over here, the kid's a mamzer and he could marry a mamzeris. according to Rav, if a doubt cannot marry a definite. He says, when Rav says he's a mamzer, he doesn't mean mutter ba mamzeris. It's a real stretch.
My mamzer.
Rav says the expression, he can marry a mamzeris. So Gemara says, that's not what he meant. What he meant is, he can't marry a Jewish girl. By using the phrase, he can marry a mamzeris, he doesn't mean you can marry a mamzeris, because he can't marry a mamzeris, because he's a doubt.
He can't
but he, what he means, he can't marry a Jewish girl.
So he can't marry anybody.
Right, he's stuck. Well, unless he marries another doubt. A doubt can marry a doubt, the Gemara said. We don't know if the kids are moms or not. So then the Gemara says, Hachi Anu Rav. No, I'm sorry. Ushmul Amar Vlat Shtuki. Then and Shmuel holds the kids are shtuki, and therefore he cannot marry Bas Yisrael. So the Gemara said, that's what Rav said. Rav just got to saying, what does it mean the kids can marry a mamzer, that he can't marry a Jewish girl? So that's exactly what Shmuel says. Shmuel also says, you can't marry a Jewish girl. So what's the difference between Rav and Shmuel? They're saying the same thing. So he says, Elamai shtuki, what does a shtuki mean? Shemashtikin Esam midin kohunam. If the mother was betrothed to a kohen, the din is the kid loses the status of a kohen. Huh?
What does mashtikin mean?
We silence him. He says we silence him from the din of kohuna. That means, if the mother is married to a kohen, this shtuki. Because we don't know who the father is, he cannot eat truma. What's the case? Again, what's the case over here? A kedushin woman
to a kohen.
Is it in kedushin with a kohen? Right? So because we don't know who the kid's father is, he cannot eat truma.
Because rov people...
We don't. That's what we're saying, because we don't know if he's a kohen.
Why don't you say this?
So when Shmuel says the expression Vlad Shtuki, and he can't marry a Jewish girl, what he means is not that he can't marry a Jewish girl, but it goes a step further, that if the kedushin, the guy, was a kohen, this kid cannot eat truma.
Because we don't know.
We don't know. But obviously the Gemara is going to ask a question anyway. But Shmuel's still saying he can't marry a girl, a Yisraeli. So he's still the same as Rav. Right? Gemara says, Pshita hashtad midin yisom shtatkin, if Shmuel holds a guy can't marry a regular girl, of course we don't know him. Gemara says, this is ridiculous what you just said. Shmuel is saying that if this girl, this pregnant kedushin girl that's not married, yeah, becomes pregnant, Shmuel says this kid cannot eat truma, even if the guy was the eventual father of the artist was a kohen. Yeah, the kid can't eat truma. So Gemara says, of course not. We don't even let him marry a Jewish girl because we don't know who the father is. So we're going to let him eat truma? I mean, what's Shmuel saying? How can you let him eat truma if you can't even let him marry a Jewish girl? Because we don't know who the father is.
It's a doubt.
Yeah, but I'm saying, if you go so far that you can't even marry a Jewish girl, how are you going to let him eat truma? To eat truma, kohen needs a chazaka that he's kohen. So the Gemara says, no. You know what it means? Elamai shtuki, shemishtak in eisim nechsi oviv. That this kid can inherit this man. Forget kohen. What's the case? The woman had kedushin, right? Tar kohen. They're not married. She gets pregnant. They have this kid. So Shmuel says, what do you mean shtuki? What do we silence him? Silence it means that he can't inherit the father.
Is the Ruvain married?
Huh?
Is the Ruvain married?
No, because do you know who his father is? Okay, let's give names. Yaakov did Kedushin to Rachel. Okay, Yaakov gave Rachel Kedushin. They're not married yet. Also, Rachel's pregnant. We don't know from whom. We don't know. No DNA. We don't know from whom. So first the Gemara says, Shmuel said, he can't marry a Yisraelis. So the Gemara said, that's exactly what Rav said. Can't marry in can't marry Jews? One second. So Gemara says, no. What it means is, even if Yaakov was a Kohen, this boy, Reuven, cannot eat Truma. So Gemara says, of course not. You're not letting him marry a Jewish girl because we don't know what the father is. If you don't know his father, how can he eat Truma? Maybe he's not a Kohen. So Gemara says, no. You know what it means? That he, what are we, Shtuki, what are we quieting him from? That when Yaakov dies, Reuven doesn't inherit him.
Reuven?
Reuven is this kid that got born.
Why can't he marry a Jewish girl? The mother is Jewish.
Yeah, but maybe he's a mamzer. Who made her pregnant?
We don't know.
We don't know.
99% person permissible people in the world.
No, not in this case when she's engaged with Kedushin.
Oh.
If she had Kedushin, then the only guy that is allowed to live with her, which is still not allowed, but is the husband. But they're not married yet. Any 99.99% of the world would make this kid a mamzer.
Why don't we go the other way?
Which other way?
That, you know, he got engaged, I mean, Arusin. So Mistama, it was him, not somebody else.
That's what Rav said in the middle over there. I would think over there because it's logical to say, that's only logical.
Why didn't he answer?
Because that? Shmuel doesn't hold of that logic. Shmuel said the kid's a shtuki. The Gemara said, shtuki from what? So first Gemara said, even being a kain. Gemara said, what do you mean a kain? He can't even marry a Jewish girl because we don't know who the father is. He's going to say because his father is a kain, he can eat truma. So Gemara says, no. It's speaking, he wants to inherit the father, and we don't let him. Because he has to prove it's his father. Okay, let's see. In Bar Basra, in the 8th Bar Yeshnechel, the Gemara talks a lot about this. One second, inheritance, yeah? In the olden times, men have many wives. Okay? And men had different wives in different countries, in different cities. Okay?
Good old days.
Now.
Why would that be?
Because they were Sephardic.
Any countries?
They would travel.
And leave the wives there and they just...
They traveled for 6 months. Who knows what they did. Anyway. So now, the Gemara says a story like this. A father, a man dies. All of a sudden, a kid comes from another city. He said, this guy's my father. What does he want? Yerusha. Inheritance. So there's a whole din. What happens if the brothers say he's not? What happens if one brother says he is and the other brother says he's not? So you have all these fights going on. What's the case over here? We don't know who this kid's father is. We don't know. We know one thing. His mother was Edison with this guy, with Yaakov. Reuven was born. And now Yaakov died. Reuven says, it's my, I inherit.
And what happens if the other kids show up?
Okay. No, have it out. Scissors, what do they call rock scissors? You know.
Paper rock scissors.
Huh? Paper rock scissors. My kids are grown up already. So the Gemara says, of course not. How can he have, what right does he have to Yerushi? He has no proof that it's his father. So Gemara answers, speaking the Tafas. The kid grabbed it already. The Yerusha. Or part of it. Now, to analyze this is a very interesting monetary issue. This kid is a doubt. It's not definite, not the child. We don't know. From a doubt, you don't extract money without proof. Correct? So if the kid says, I want to inherit, the Gemara says he can't. What proof does he have that it's my father? We don't know who the father is. But what happens if the kid grabbed it?
Maybe he is, we don't know.
So now the doubt goes the other way. The kid has the money. He's the muhzik. He's holding the money. you want to take it away from him, you got to prove it. So the Gemara says, the Chiddush Shmuel says, the din is, he's a shtuki that even if he grabbed the money, he still doesn't get it. It's not called a chazaka. It's not called a suffix. Because Shmuel, the assumption is, it's not his father. And even though he grabbed it,
still.
The Gemara in Bava Metzia, talk for Kain, famous Gemara in Bava Metzia.
Huh?
Davav in Bava Metzia, talk for Kain. It says a suffix Bukhar. The Bukhar, firstborn animal, not person. Firstborn animal goes to the Kain. Right? What happens if you have a doubtful animal? We don't know if it's a Bukhar or not. Right? So the Kain would have to come to me and prove it is a Bukhar. Right? If he wants to extract my money, he would have to prove it then. What happens, talk for Kain? The Kain grabbed it. Now the Kain's holding it. So the Kain can keep it.
Yeah.
It's a doubt. Who's holding it now? The Kain, so he holds it. Over here, the Chiddush of the Gemara is, that's what Shmuel's saying, the Chiddush is that you shtuki him, I mean you silence him from inheriting the father, even when he grabbed it already. So even though Lochel, if he grabbed it, okay?
So why is there no leniency on this one? On the shtuki?
They get the din is that they would even then he has to give back what he took, because Shmuel holds it's not really a suffix. It's pretty definite. That Shmuel says 99% of the world, 99.99% of the world is not allowed. He's not the father.
He's the man.
Why would they assume that? Why do they jump to that conclusion that he's not the father?
Huh?
Why would they jump to that?
Because conclusion? Let me ask you a question. We don't know who the father is.
Right.
Correct? Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Yeah?
Now, there's a million people in the world. From the million people in the world, 999,999 would illegitimize this child. Okay? Now, if we don't know, what's the assumption? It comes from the majority.
So because the majority are not his parents, we assume this.
The majority would make this kid a mamzer, and we not even for monetary issues. What are the chances halachically that the guy is the real father of the child? What do you do when you don't know? You go by majority. Correct?
So in this case, you're saying the majority...
Remember, you find a piece of meat outside the stores, you don't know which store it is. Nine stores sell kosher, one store sells treif. So you go by the majority, right? Yeah? And therefore, the assumption is the meat's kosher. Why? Because you go by the majority.
That's why he calls him mamzer. Because it's the vada shtuki, the car of the mamzer.
Shmuel doesn't call him mamzer. Rav called him a mamzer. Shmuel says avat shtuki. So Gemara says, what do you mean shtuki? So Gemara says, Ram and Shmuel agree that this kid cannot marry Israelis. Well, so why does Shmuel call him shtuki for what? Because he says shtuki, the bottom line is that even if he grabbed the Yerusha, we still make him give it back.
Shtuki karov ramamza.
V'iboy seima, another answer, what does Shmuel mean? My shtuki, what does shtuki mean? Beduki. And here's another interesting thing. Shmuel says, what does it mean when he says this Edison woman became pregnant, right? So what does it mean shtuki? It means a beduki. What does beduki mean? You do bedika. He asked the mother, who's the father of this baby? And if she says, it's the guy I'm kedushin to, then you believe her. That's what Shmuel's going to hold.
But Shmuel says it's a definite...
Well, yeah, but we're not done. Let's see the Gemara. What does it mean? Shebeit kenesime. You ask the mother, and if she says, Lukashi nevalti, okay?
Wait a minute.
Then she's believed.
She's a bias.
But
No. I'm sorry. This that Shmuel said before, shtuki... Yeah. She says, I did it from a kosher guy.
Did it from who?
From a kosher man.
How could it be kosher? If she's married, if she's
the guy. She's pregnant from the guy.
Yeah, she's married. Condition. They're married to
him. He's the husband like Rav.
That's what the Mefarshim explained. That she's believed so far. We'll see in the Gemara in a second. That she's believed to say it's a kosher kid.
But this is Shmuel. I just asked a question. So that's Rav that holds by that. If Shmuel holds.
No, now the Gemara is saying, what Shmuel says is that he's a Beduki.
Oh, in the case of Beduki, she says.
That means when Shmuel says this pregnant Kedushin woman. Yeah, says Beduki. What does it mean, Beduki? You ask her, who's the father, and she says, my kedushin guy. She's believed, and the Gemara says it's not so simple. Come on, which opinion like the Shmuel hold? Like Ram Gamliel, We'll soon see what the Gemara says. But if that's the case, Amr Shmuel Chadazim. Shmuel said it once. What's the case? It says like this: the Tanan. If a woman, unmarried woman was pregnant, okay? For Amrul, and they say to Mativa Shul Ubrzeh, what is the nature of this fetus? You know, where did it come from? And she says, M'ish Plaini, the Kayin who, from this and this man, and he's a Kayin. Okay? Ram Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, Amim Nemenis. She's believed. Rabbi Yeshua Amar ain't in that menace. She's not believed. Okay? V'amar Rav Yudah Meshmul Halacha Kram Gamliel. Right?
Amen.
Now, again, we're going to see it in the next line of the Gemara, but this is very important. That argument between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua is not by this case. By a regular shtuki, an unmarried woman is pregnant. Okay, and you say to her, Besdin says to her, where is this kid? Who's the father? And she said, it's from a kosher guy. Or a kohen for that matter. She's believed. Rav Gamliel says she's believed. Rabbi Yeshua says she's not believed. In other words, this kid is not a kosher kid. According to Rav Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, the kid's a kosher kid. She's believed to say it was a kosher man. Okay? And therefore the kid's a kosher kid. Now, the Gemara says the same thing over here. By this Kedushin lady that was Mu'uberes, we ask her who was the guy, and if she says it's my Kedushin, we believe her. So the Gemara says, why do we need Shmuel to say the same thing twice? So the Gemara said, because the Gemara is going to say no. There's no comparison between these two cases. By a normal shtuki, most of the men in the world are kosher. In this case, when she's pregnant and she had Edison, most of the men in the world are not kosher. So what are you likening the two cases? That's what it says. I would say like this. You know why Rabbi Gamliel says she's believed by a normal shtuki? Because most men are kosher. I would think she's not believed. So the Gemara says, according to this version, Shmuel holds even now she's believed. It's a remarkable chiddush. The woman is believed, according to Shmuel, to say, I'm pregnant from the guy I had kedushin with.
How can we believe
her? Huh?
How can we believe her? She's biased. She wants to get married with somebody, otherwise she's a doubtful woman, she cannot marry anybody. She wants her son to have like a portion of Kehuna, whatever. Everything is good for
it. Is it like Rav again? Rav, we keep going back to what Rav says. So there is no machlok between Rav and Shmuel.
Form 44 is the natural. Avishol says she might have gone with a goy or a heaven. And that doesn't make
them
mamzerim.
No, but most of them would be fit anyway. That the kids are not mamzerim. Even if a Jewish woman lived with a goy and had a kid, the kid's a kosher kid, not a mamzer.
Even if she was Kedushin? Even if she had Kedushin, right?
Right. Even if she had Kedushin.
What? Not if she had kiddush.
Yeah.
A married Jewish woman
the goy.
With a goy,
the kids are allowed.
It's not mamza. Yeah, it's
not mamza.
Because there's a, the Gemara said the logic before, because there's a logic to say, from who would she be pregnant? Mistama from the guy she had kedusha with.
Because if she lies, maybe later on the real man comes, so she would be embarrassed, you know? So
oh,
she
never,
wouldn't.
That won't work.
Maybe that's why we believe her. We believe her when she says he's the husband, we believe her. No?
Your logic is working against you.
Yeah.
Because if another man comes and says, I'm the father, she could say, prove it. I'll give you an example. The Gemara says, we learned it before in Kedushin, but in Gittin it's also, yeah? A woman that comes and says, my husband died. No wartime, none, it's normal times, yeah? A woman comes, she says, my husband died. The din is you believe her. Why do you believe her? Because all she needs to do is to lie, and the husband one day is going to show up. She's going to say, oh, you know, I'm sorry, you're dead? I mean, right? So that's going to prove her to be a liar. But if the Gemara says, but if a woman comes and says, my husband divorced me, she's not believed. What? Why? Because if the husband shows up and says, I divorced you, she said, no, you didn't. She has the get, not him. Right? So why should she be afraid to lie? A woman could say, come from overseas, let's say, yeah, and say, I could be married, my husband divorced me. She's not believed. Why isn't she believed? Because she wants to remarry, right? Maybe she got in a fight with her husband, and she'll... What are you afraid of? The husband's going to show up. She's not afraid of that. The husband's going to show up and say what? I divorced you? She'll say, no, you didn't. But if she said the husband died, and the guy shows up, what's she going to say, no, you died? So then she's messing herself up. So the Chachamim believed her because it's called Chumash Shachmarta La B'Saifa, because if she's lying, she's going to really mess herself up. But here, what are you afraid of? Another guy's going to come and say it's my... How do you know? Prove it. You're a liar.
Also, if she says she had relations with another man and she's married, she's not believed?
Right. Yeah, but here she's not saying it. We see she's pregnant. The question is from whom? But the Gemara said the logic before, logically, not Raif, but logically, she probably came pregnant from the guy she's going to marry. Right?
There's no machlekes between Rav and Shmuel?
No, there is a machlekes before. Rav said halacha is a kabbaliyazan, that a suffik, right? That a suffik cannot marry a vadai. And Shmuel holds that Safa could marry a Vaday.
But here he holds...
But that's it. That's the only machlekes. Everything else, the Gemara dreid, that's not really even an argument.
Meaning that here it's not a suffix,
right.
So it doesn't fall into that.
Correct. Not talking about marriage, you're talking about inheriting, you're talking about whatever. Okay, then the Gemara says like this.
It's a long one.
Huh?
A long one.
Long what?
Until the Mishnah is the one case.
Huh?
It's the one case until Mishnah.
What are you talking about?
Until this Sugya is one case.
No, not. Okay, then the Gemara says like this. Tanya, we learned in the Brights, V'chein is like a new Gemara, okay? Four lines in the end of the page. Amar Rabbi Elazar, V'chein Rabbi Elazar says, just like Rabbi Elazar said in our Mishnah, a doubt cannot marry a definite, right? He says, a kusi cannot marry a kusis. A male kusi cannot marry a female kusi. Okay? Now, what's the case of the kusim? Okay? So here you have a whole case of, why does it say, No, 20. We have to go to 20.
Is it the same one, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Elazar? Two different.
Huh?
One is Rabbi Eliezer, one is Rabbi Elazar.
No, it was in the Mishnah.
Rabbi Elazar. No. That's the, this is the brighter.
No, when it's something, if you look at the side of the Mishnah, it says Elazar. And the Mishnah is also not Eliezer, it's also Elazar.
Both is Elazar.
Okay, my timer. Why can't they marry the Kusim? Okay. He says like this. Amar Rav Yosef said, remember we learned, okay, we learned that the Gemara is going to get into that now anyway. The Gemara is discussing a Kusi is a nation that they converted, but later became figured, they realized that they weren't real Gedim. So there's a whole machlekes, were they real Gedim or they're not real Gedim. Okay? So he says, Rav Elazar says, a Kusi, male Kusi cannot marry male Kusi. My time or why? So Gemara says like this. Because the question is, if the mamzeidim, so mamzer can marry a mamzer. Right? The Gemara is asking this now. Okay. So he says, Amar of Yasif, Asu Kiger Elachar Asod Adidas. The Kusiyin were given the status of a convert after ten generations. What does this mean? Tanya says in the Braisa like this. Ger ad asara deiris mutter b'mamzeres. A ger for 10 generations can marry a mamzeres. Mikam ve'elach also b'mamzeres. Afterwards he cannot marry a mamzeres. Meaning like this. A ger, we learned, is allowed to marry a mamzer. Mamzeres. Because he's not called Kal Hashem. Okay? Now for how long is that ger's status going?
After he becomes a ger?
After he becomes a ger. If he's a goy, he's a goy. He can marry a mamzeres. A ger converts, okay? He can marry a mamzeres. For how many generations can they marry mamzeres? So the first opinion says 10 generations. Why? Because they're still called gedim for 10 generations. We'll see, it doesn't apply today, but this opinion says they were gedim for 10 generations. If they're called gedim for 10 generations, can marry a mamzeres.
And their children would be?
Huh?
And their children would be what?
Well, mamzeres. Because they go by the worst. V'yashayimim, achi yishtaka shem avedus kechovim mimenu. Until his reputation of being an idol worshipper, meaning that people don't know anymore that he's a called a ged. By the way, it's a long time according to the first opinion. In other words, it means like this. What the first opinion says that a ged who marries a Jew and they have kids, those kids are still called gedim. When they get married and have kids, they're still called gedim.
So the never
ends. As far as marrying a mamzer, 10 generations.
But the kid also 10 generation carries, or the only the
No. The original ger, he's generation one. His kid is 2, 3, 4. Second opinion says, until you forget the name. It doesn't say how long it is. Okay, Rashi says we don't know how long this is. Okay, so therefore, Rabbi Eliezer says Kusi cannot marry a Kusis. Okay, so therefore he says that here. He says even after 10 generations he cannot marry a kusis. They gave him the status of that. So Gemara says, me dummy. What's Amar Abaye? Hasam by the convert ger yoshon umamzeres chadoshin. In other words, like this. What Rabbi Lazar is saying, the 11th generation cannot marry a mamzeres. Why? Because people don't know he's a ger. And they'll see a Jew marrying a mamzeres. Okay. Up to 10 generations, everybody talks their gedim. So if he marries a mamzer, it's not a problem.
But the man says he's a ger forever.
Well, according to this. The other opinion says no. Okay? So the question, so they made kusim just like the mamzerim, that you can't marry a kusis, just like you can, a ger cannot marry mamzeris. So Abaye says, over there is an old ger and a fresh mamzeris. The 11th generation is an old ger, but over here, amrus, so people are going to say, Ibar Yisro, the Karnasim Mamzeris, a Jewish guy is marrying a Mamzeris, yeah? But Hoch, by Kusi, with Kusi is, Kiadadininu, they're both Kusim, what are you afraid of? Abaye said, how can you compare the two cases? An 11th generation Ger cannot marry a Mamzeris. So people are going to say, a Jew married a Mamzeris. But a Kusi marrying a Kusi is, what's the problem? Everybody knows, you're a Kusi and she's a Kusi. Why did he, you know? In other words, what Rabbi Lazar is saying, the Chachazal gave a Kusi and a Kusius the same status as the 10th generation, that you don't let again marry a Mamzeres because people are going to talk. So therefore, the same thing, a Kusi cannot marry a Kusius, even first generation. So Abai said, what are you talking, like, what's the comparison? Here, there's an old ged, nobody knows he's a ged, and there's a new mamzer is present. Right? So of course he can't marry her, because people are going to say, a Jew is marrying a mamzer. But if a kusi wants to marry a kusi, what's the problem? Everybody's going to say, he's a kusi, she's a kusi, they're allowed to marry each other, what's the problem? What are people going to make a mistake? There's no mistake that's going to happen. So why shouldn't they be allowed to? So Gemara says, "Ala kiyosid avdim and avdim ikev merit yisoy." He said like this: Rabbi Lazar savela Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds a Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Lazar holds a Rabbi Shmuel. Okay. Gemara is going to explain what this means. Savela Rabbi Shmuel. He said like this: He holds a Rabbi Shmuel that says, "Kusim geri aro yasim." We said before that there's an argument if the Kusim have a kosher gedus or not. Okay? Rabbi Shmuel says Kusim are not kosher Jews. The goyim.
Aroyut, huh?
Aroyus means from a lion.
Yeah.
Meaning insincere and invalid converts. Okay? Let me tell you what the Kusim were. It says over here at the bottom. They're a pagan group transplanted by an Assyrian emperor to Eretz Yisrael to replace the exiled 10 tribes. Their conversion to Judaism was inspired by an outbreak of lion attacks, which they attributed to their failure to serve God of the land. Okay? That means they were forced by the fear of lions to convert, but they didn't mean it. Rabbi Shmuel maintains their conversion was never sincere and thus invalid. Okay? Yeah, other people say they were a geiri emes. Really, they were kosher geir. Yeah. Now, so he holds like Rabbi Shmuel that the kusim are goyim. Rabbi Kiva holds that Evdi Kochavim, a guy who lives with a Jewish girl, the kids are mamzer. That's what Rabbi Kiva holds. Okay, we're going to leave it here because there's a whole thing now.